People are hurting. That's a text I received yesterday, a text that covers all sorts of areas of our world right now. Today, for instance, Joe and Elizabeth Calley will be laid to rest without mass or ceremony, without having been seen by family for a month or so. Two 96-year-olds, 70 years of marriage, all of it here in St. Rita Parish. There's beauty in that, but there's also hurt. The text I received, though, wasn't about the Calleys. It was about the traffic jam in front of my house. All morning yesterday, cars were backed up past Dominican before the Second Harvest Distribution Center at Notre Dame Seminary. A line of cars, what, 5 blocks long for food. Incredible. But I had a few errands to run, so I hopped in my truck and took a quick U-turn to avoid that line and saw the beginning of our St. Rita sack lunch distribution, over 250 lunches distributed daily, and then down Fountainblue to the Broad and Napoleon Bend and the line in front of the Broadmoor Community Church food pantry. Notre Dame, St. Rita, Broadmoor, a 3-minute drive. Hundreds of neighbors getting food yesterday. People are hurting. With these scenes, we can think how far away we are from our first reading, which Yvonne proclaimed for us. The community of believers was one of heart and mind. There was no needy person among them. Look a little deeper, though. Those who owned property or houses would sell them, and they were distributed to each according to need. So it's not precisely that there were no needy people among them, even in that small community. It was that the early church moved to meet the needs of those needy. So we can see those lines and those many people hurting. But we also can see those lines in the many ways people are being healed, helped. At least with a meal or a word of kindness. We might feel far from some idyllic community right now, but we're not that far away from the early church. May we continue to take steps to allow God to heal, to help our hearts.